Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and also what's happening in our night skies here in the islands. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and our report for this week. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's happening?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's stargazers, we have Venus setting in the west around about 7:20. Following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west at around about 8:50. If you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, rising at around about 8:15. Now, the moon is still waning this week and will be approaching the new moon phase. This will be perfect for catching the tail end of the Quantrid meteor shower. So tonight, looking towards the north, around about midnight will be the best time to spot these, and over the next couple of nights.
We like that. You had told me you had news about something pretty happening relating to Kepler and some of the things they've been noticing.
That's right. The confirmed discovery of 8 new exoplanets by the Kepler Space Observatory. One of these planets is high on the list of candidates for being a possible Earth-like world. It has the catchy name of Kepler 438b.
And this is just the latest in a series of these sort of discoveries that Kepler's made.
That's right. And this recent discovery takes the number of confirmed exoplanets by Kepler to over 1,000.
So what do you know about this latest discovery?
From what we have found, only 3 of these 8 worlds are actually in the habitable zone of their star, meaning that they may be the only ones capable of supporting life as we know it. One of these, Kepler 438b, may actually have a temperature a little warmer than the Earth. Although it might be a bit warmer, it's still a place where you could stand on the surface.
That sounds like a pretty serious discovery, because that means it's also the place where not only you could stand there as a person, sort of, but there'd be water.
It is indeed. And the habitable zone is really important.
And what is it about the discovery that enables them to figure out if it's Earth-like?
Well, it's amazing what we can tell about a distant object just by studying light that it emits or reflects. In the case of some of these planets, we can tell roughly how much energy they receive from their star. This means we can estimate if a world is too hot or too cold or is just right for liquid water.
And size is that, I'm assuming, based on light as well or other factors?
It is, absolutely. We can get a rough estimate of the mass of a planet by watching its star as the planet goes around it in its orbit. This allows us to estimate the size of the alien world.
But it doesn't allow you to estimate the size of the aliens there, huh?
It sure doesn't.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.